Hello.
Hi, good afternoon. Today we are conducting a survey in Georgia to help us better understand what is most important to people across some topics. Your participation is very important to the success of this research. Let me ask, when thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Okay, thank you very much. Give me just a minute. Okay, now when thinking about the issues that are most important to you, how important will you say each of these issues is to you? Using a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means it is not important to you, and a 10 means that it's a very important issue to you. K-12 education.
10.
A 10, you said?
Yeah.
Thank you. Inflation and the cost of living?
10. Yeah.
Thank you. Reproductive freedom?
10.
Okay. Crime and violence?
10.
Okay. Democracy?
8.
Okay, thank you. Healthcare?
10.
Okay. Criminal justice reform?
10.
Okay. Racism and discrimination?
10.
Immigration?
7.
Okay. Jobs and wages?
10.
Okay. Climate change?
8.
Climate change?
8.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Student loan debt?
Oh, 10.
Okay, abortion rights?
10.
Sorry, what was that again?
10.
Thank you. And last one, voting rights?
10.
Okay, thank you very much. As you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state, and local offices in 2024. I know it's still a long way off, and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting. But as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means... Okay. Just confirming where 0 means you're not likely to vote at all, and 10 means you're extremely likely to vote.
10.
Okay, thank you very much. Mm-hmm. What is your race?
Black, African-American.
Okay, thank you very much. Are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
I'm registered.
Thank you very much. And do you think of yourself as a male, female, or something else?
I'm female.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. In what year were you born?
1988.
Okay. Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. Now, what is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
Some college.
Okay. Thank you very much. Now, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change on issues that matter to you? I want you to please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10, where a 0 means your vote has no power at all, and a 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make changes in issues that matter to you.
8.5.
Okay. So that will be an 8?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you very much, ma'am. Now, how much power do you feel that the Black community has to make changes in issues that matter most to your community? Again, please rate your amount of a 5. Okay. Sorry to cut you off. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Now, we're almost done, okay? We're halfway there. Thank you for your time. Now, I want you to please rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues on scale from 0 to 10, where 10... Mm-hmm. means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And a 5 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. If you have no option or have never heard of that person or organization, please indicate that. So the first one, John Ossoff.
Five.
Thank you. Brad Raffensperger.
Five.
Thank you. Brian Kemp.
Zero.
Thank you very much. Tim Walsh.
You said who?
Tim Walsh.
I don't even know who that is.
Okay. No worries, then. Andre Deakins.
You said Andre Deakins?
Yeah.
Five.
Okay, thank you. Raphael Warnock.
Okay.
Thank you. And last one, J.B. Vance.
I don't know who that is.
Okay, thank you very much. Now, I know it's still a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom will you vote?
Kamala Harris.
Okay, thank you. And I know it's still a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your House representative, the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate?
Democratic.
Thank you very much. And for whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
Biden.
Okay, thank you for your answer. Now, thinking back to the last 4 years, will you say that your life has gotten much worse, stayed the same, better, or much better?
Worse.
Is it worse or much worse?
It's just worse.
Okay, thank you. Now, some people say that no matter who people vote for, it won't make a difference to what happens. Others say that who people vote for can make a big difference to what happens. In your mind, does voting make no difference, a small difference, a moderate difference, or a big difference?
A moderate.
I'm sorry, what was that again?
Moderate difference.
Okay, thank you very much. Now, below is a list of people and events that could have prevented the progress you thought should have happened by now. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each person's or event prevented the progress you wanted to see in this country from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you believe that the person or event certainly prevented progress, a 5 means you're not sure, and a 0 means that you believe that the person or event certainly did not prevent progress. You may choose any number between 0 and 10. The first one. Your local mayor. Okay, thank you. COVID-19 recovery.
Zero.
Okay, remember that zero meant that the event certainly did not prevent progress. 5 means you're not sure. And 10 means that it certainly prevented progress, okay? So, COVID-19...
Oh, it did prevent progress.
Thank you. Black voters?
5.
Okay. Democrats in the U.S. Congress?
I get a 5.
A 5? Okay. 5. Democrats in the Georgia General Assembly?
0.
Okay. Vice President Harris.
That she's 0.
Okay. Yeah, 0 means that she did not prevent, and 5, you're not sure, and 10, that she prevented progress.
I'm going to say 0.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Uh-huh.
We're almost done, okay? Thank you very much for your time. Now, I'm just going to read a few statements. So, below is a list of some policies, developments, and statements that have an impact on many Black people's lives. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each one would motivate you or your people in your network to vote from 0 to 10, where 0 means that it will strongly motivate you to vote, a 5 means you're not sure, and a 0 means that the policy will not motivate you to vote at all. You may choose any number from 0 to 10. First statement. Because we protested together, this administration has banned no-knock warrants and chokeholds and mandated body cameras for all officers. When state prosecutors failed, federal hate crimes laws were used to convict the murders of Ahmaud Arbery and Breonna Taylor.
So what was the question?
Sure. That just please rate from 0 to 10 how much you believe that each one motivate you or your people in your network to vote. So 0 means it doesn't motivate you, 5 means you're not sure, and a 10 means that this would strongly motivate you to vote.
I hear that one on 5.
Okay. Second one, because we voted, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau announced a major initiative to remove medical debt from credit reports for over 15 million Americans. This policy change is projected to boost credit scores by an average of 20 points, providing significant financial relief and improving access to credit for millions of individuals. So from there, okay, thank you. Now, next one. Black voters should recognize the progress that has been made toward collective black power. While there is still much work to be done, patience with each other is essential as we continue to patch and keep our progress.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. We're almost done. Just two more statements. Now, because we demanded funds for HBCUS, the American Rescue Plan invested over $2.7 billion in historically black colleges and universities, the largest ever. Over $260 million went to 8 Georgia schools, which have required for direct student financial relief through grants, debt discharge, and other aid.
5.
Okay, and last statement, because we voted in March, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau took a significant step to protect consumers by reducing credit card late fees from $32 to $8. This change is expected to save consumers a substantial $10 billion annually, demonstrating the Bureau's commitment to easing financial burdens and promoting fairer credit practices.
5.
Okay, thank you very much. Now, thank you for your responses so far. I'm just going to go ahead and ask you some of the questions again. Sometimes people change their minds, and that's perfectly okay. So please answer based on how you feel now. So no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make changes and issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power that you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10, where a 0 means your vote has no power at all, and a 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make changes and issues that matter to you. So from 0 to 10?
Mm-hmm. 5.
Okay, thank you very much. Now, how much power do you feel that the black community has to make changes on issues that matter most to your community? Again, please rate. Okay, thank you very much, ma'am. And again, as you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state and local offices in 2024. I know it's still a long way off and something comes up that prevents people from voting. But as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you're not likely at all to vote, and a 10 means that you're extremely likely to vote?
That's it, 10.
Okay. Thank you very much. And thinking back to the through the last 4 years, would you say that your life has gotten much worse, stayed the same, better, or much better?
Repeat it again, sorry.
No worries. Thinking back to the last 4 years, will you say that your life has gotten much worse, stayed the same, better, or much better?
I'll say worse.
Okay, thank you very much. And do you consider yourself, one, heterosexual or straight, two, lesbian or gay, three, bisexual, or four, something else?
Four.
Okay, could you please specify?
What?
How do you consider yourself? Do you consider How do you consider yourself? Straight, lesbian or gay, bisexual, or something else?
I'm sorry.
No worries.
I'm straight.
Okay. No worries at all. Thank you, ma'am. Now we're almost on. Just the last few questions. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Single.
Okay, thank you. And are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
Yes.
Okay, thank you very much. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Okay. Now, in politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, a Democrat, or an independent?
Democrat.
A Democrat, okay. And do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Democrat?
Not really strong.
Okay, thank you. And how will you describe your employment status? Full-time, part-time, temporarily laid off, unemployed, retired, permanently disabled, homemaker or stay-at-home parent, student?
I'm a stay-at-home parent.
Okay, thank you very much. Now, last year, which is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your estimate is fine.
About
30, okay. Thank you very much. Perfect. So this concludes our survey. I'd like to thank you again for your time and your participation. Hope you have a great day.
Uh-huh.
Thank you. Bye now.
Uh-huh. What?
It's one.
Why?